的君，服务员一丁青。今天是2020年7月16日，我们荣幸的邀请到了 Chandrasekhar Acharya Prabhu 为我们讲解杀死温达文的斩杀温达文的恶魔，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to everybody.
Hare Krishna, 大家早上好。
So, let us recite the prayers and then we shall begin.
我们先来祈祷。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale.Srimate Tamakrishna Goswami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha SunyavadiAschatya Deshatarine Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta PadakamalamShri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana LalitaShri Vishakanvitamscha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Vivasindubhya evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo BhagavateVasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Hare Krishna.So, today we continue a new pastime.
今天我们开始讲述新的消时光。
As you remember, last week we spoke about Bhakti Charu Swami, and I think the week before that we spoke on a pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
上一周我们讲了 Bhakti Charu Swami 的事迹，在上上周我们讲的是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥。
Because on the Thursday it was a pastime related with Lord Nityananda, and Raghunath Das Goswami. So
we haven't done the Krishna Leela
for 2 weeks now. So, and we finished the Damodar pastime.
所以我们已经讲了达摩达尔消失光，然后我们有两周都没有讲那个 Krishna 消失光了。
Today we will continue with our Krishna's Leela.
那今天我们继续 Krishna 的逍遥。
So chapter 11 of the Bhagavatam is entitled The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna.
佛教法坛 第十一章 的标题是 Krishna 孩提时代的逍遥。
So in this chapter, Krishna kills two demons.
在这一章当中 ，Krishna 就杀死了两个恶魔。
There is a general, a simple description of Krishna's childhood pastimes.
对 Krishna 孩童时代的逍遥时光做了一个简要的描述。
And then. The killing of two demons is described.
然后描述了杀死两位恶魔。
So we will speak about one of them.
我们今天就讲其中一个。
So after the Damodara Leela,
在 Damodara 的消失光之后呢？
Soon after that, the Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men, they gathered to discuss the troubles that had been taking place.
Nanda Maharaj 和牧牛郎们就开会讨论所发生的这些麻烦。
As you remember, at this time, Krishna, they were all living in Gokula.
你们还记得在此期间呢他们一直是居住在狗窟了
also known as Mahavan
这个地方也称为 Mahavan
one of the forests one of the 12 forests of Brajamandala
是 Brajamandala 十二座森林之一
so they were all residing there
当时他们都居住在那里
butAs we remember, the Vishputana came, and then Srinivarta came, and then this accident with the cart, and now the accident with the two trees.
接下来呢，就女巫 Putana 来了，之后是 Srinivarta 恶魔，再接着来是车魔。接下来是两棵大树的事情。
For the residents, for Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda and others, the incident with the trees, we know it, you know, Krishna delivered the two demigods, the two cursed demigods. But from their perspective, it was just an accident. The two trees fell down and could have killed Krishna.
对于文达班的居民南的 Maharaj 亚修的妈妈来说他们并不知道这两位半神受到诅咒的事件他们只知道这两个大树轰然倒下差点就把 Krishna 死了
So they just considered it an inauspicious accident and they didn't know why
他们认为这个事件非常不吉祥也不知道为何发生此事。
Of course, they considered maybe it was some evil spirit.
他们想，也许是某个邪灵捣乱。
In a similar way, the incident with the cart demon.
车魔也是一样。
We know, because the Acharyas have revealed it, that there was a demon within the cart.
我们知道，就 Acharya 们告诉我们，就在这个车上呢，藏着一个恶魔。
But again, for Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi, they just felt it was an inauspicious accident.
但是 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yasoda Devi 就认为这个事件非常不吉祥。
And again, maybe some evil spirit was trying to cause trouble.
也许又是哪个邪灵要来捣乱了。
Of course, with Putana and Srinivarta, they actually saw, you know, the two demons. They actually saw them, so they knew, oh, these are demons.
对于普塔纳尼乌和切纳瓦尔塔摩疯魔，因为他们亲眼所见，所以就知道是两个大恶魔。
So naturally, they considered all of these things inauspicious.
他们就认为种种事件都非常不吉祥。
So after the incident with the trees falling down, they gathered together to consider, maybe we should move from this place.
在这两棵大树的事件之后呢，他们就聚集在一起开会，就讨论，也许我们现在应该搬家。
It doesn't seem to be safe because these inauspicious things have happened.
这个地方看上去不吉祥，也看上去很不安全，因为有种种不吉祥的事件。
So this is described, Canto 10, Chapter 11, Text 21.
在圣林伯加瓦坛第十篇第十一章世界二十一就讨论了。
Until thirty,
一直到世界三十。
It describes their discussion that, you know, probably we should move. There's too many inauspicious incidences taking place here.Let's go somewhere else.
他们聚集在一起，就讨论说，也许我们应该搬家了。有这么多不吉祥的种种事件发生，我们现在要搬到别的地方。
So they, of course, it was ultimately Krishna's desire also to move.
终极而言呢？也是由于 Krishna 的意志，所以他们准备要搬家了。
And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us that Krishna inspired them to decide to move to Vrindavan Forest.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 就评论说 ，Krishna 就在那。激励了他们下决心要搬到 Vrindavan 森林。
So where did they go?
他们去了哪儿？
Of course, generally speaking, they went to the Vrindavan forest. They were in the Mahavan forest, but then they went to the Vrindavan forest.
这之前呢，他们是居住在 Vrindavan 的。Mahavan 森林，他们就是在 Vraja 的 Mahavan， 然后之后他们搬到了 Vrindavan。
Remember the larger Vraja Mandala area has 12 forests。
要记住，Vraja Mandala 这个大的区域一共有十二座森林。
Right, and one of them is Mahavan.
其中之一是 Mahavan.
And as we have shared in the past from our ISKCON temple, if you drive there, it's about 1 hour.
从我们的 ISKCON 庙宇开车，驱车需要一个小时。
Towards the Delhi direction.
是朝着德里方向开车。
So, and it's in that place, of course, where Krishna appeared.
当然 ，Krishna 是在那个地方显现。
It's also in that place that he performed He lived in that place for his first age group.
他也是。一直 在他的第一个人生阶段居住在那里。
You may remember Krishna has three age groups.
Krishna 他经历了三个就是阶段。
And the first age group is of course from his appearance until 3 years and 4 months.
第一个年龄段是从他出生一直到三岁零四个月。
I shared this with you in the past, so I'm not going to type it again because I already shared that information.
这之前在讲课当中已经跟你们分享了，所以我就在这里不打下来。
And that is the age group where most of Krishna's pastimes are with his parents and other relatives, right? His babyhood pastimes.
那这个是他的童年的逍遥时光发生的年龄段，他大部分时间是跟他自己的父母亲和亲戚在一起。
Because Krishna was so young, he didn't leave home. He was basically always at home.
因为他年幼，所以一直留在家中。
As we know, sometimes he would go to nearby homes and steal butter, but all very close to his own home. He didn't go far away.
我们众所周知，他有时候会去附近的邻居偷黄油，但是离他自己的家也不远。
So these sorts of pastimes, they mostly happened in Mahaban, in Gokula.
这样的逍遥时光是发生在 Mahavan, Gokula.
And at this time, Krishna mostly stayed with Mother Yasoda and Rohini Devi and the other, and of course Nanda Maharaj and the other elder gopis and gopas.
在这个时间段年龄段 Krishna 和 Yasoda 妈妈 Rohini Devi, Nanda 大亲和其他的长辈们待在一起。
By the time of the Damodar Leela, Krishna was a little bit older, you know, maybe 3 years old or so. So he began to play a little bit with some friends of the same age.
在 Damodar 逍遥时光发生的时候 ，Krishna 大约三岁左右，所以他的朋友也参与了他的逍遥。
But then they were the cowherd men. They were inspired within by Krishna to move to the Vrindavan forest.
随后，就牧牛郎们，就 Krishna 从牧牛郎的心中就激励他们，准备要搬家，搬到 Vrindavan.
Particularly, so they moved from.This you can read in the Bhagavatam, in the verses I shared with you.
您可以阅读圣典博迦瓦坛我刚才提到的那些诗节。
Canto 10, chapter 11, 21 to 30.
圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇第十一章诗节二十一至诗节三十。
Right, so from the Mahavan forest, they moved to do.to the Vrindavan forest.
他们从 Mahavan 森林搬家到了 Vrindavan 森林。
So in Vrindavan, of course, Vrindavan, among all the forests, Vrindavan is the largest forest.
在所有的森林当中 ,Vrindavan 森林是最大的一座森林。
Govardhan Hill, Radhakund, Shamakund, this is all included, the Jamuna River, all included within the Vrindavan forest.
Govardhan Shan, Radhakund, Shamakund, Yamuna 河都是在 Vrindavan 区域。
So,In Vrindavan, they stayed in a place, they moved to a place which at that time was known as Shakatikar.
在 Vrindavan 的时候呢，他们就待在了一个叫 Shatik Shatikakar 的地方。
Shakati.
Shakatikara.
What does that mean?
是什么意思？
You may remember there was the demon Shakatasura.
有个恶魔叫 Shakatasura.
Right, the card demon. We spoke about him previously.
我们以前谈到了这个车魔。
So Shakata means cart.
Shakata 意思是车。
So the place they moved to in Vrindavan when they moved there they arranged their bullock carts in a half circle.
当他们搬家到那里的时候他们就让所有自己的牛车排成半圆的半圆形。
Therefore, that particular place became known as Shakatikar.
就在这个地方就以 Shakatikara 而闻名。
Because Shakata means cart, bullock cart. Mostly, of course, it means bullock cart.
大多数时候 Shakata是意思是牛车。
牛车 ，That means bullock.
Yeah.
How do you say cow?
母牛。
母牛。Mother cow, 母牛。So they didn't when they moved to Vrindavan, they didn't build houses and things. Basically, they lived from their bullock carts.
他们在本达文的时候他们没有盖房子大部分时间呢是住在自己的牛公牛拉的车上。
Therefore, known as Shakatikar.
因此这个地方就以 Shakatikara 而闻名。
And Kara means a half circle.
Kara 意思是半圆。
So Shakatikar means setting up. Shakatikar setting up carts in a half circle.
Shakatikara 意思是把所有的车排成半圆形。
So they lived within the half circle.
他们就居住在这个半圆形的区域内。
And they lived from their carts.
他们并不是住在自己的车上。
No, they lived from their carts. They lived out of their carts.
Yes, 他们没有住在，他们没有居住在自己的。
我没有说没有。They lived from their carts.
They did reside in their cart.
From their carts, yes.
So they rest during the night on the cart?
Certainly some of them did, yes.
Oh.他们是在晚上的时候他们就在自己的牛车上休息。
They lived out of their carts, you could say. So some probably slept in the cart, some slept outside of the carts.
有人是在自己的牛车上晚上过夜而有的居民呢就不在自己的牛车上过夜。
Now the place is known as Shatikar.
现在这个地方以 Chatikar 闻名。
I wrote that above.
在上面有这个词。
So when we come from Delhi, those of you who have been to Vrindavan, you know, we come from Delhi in the bus or the car. And at a certain point, as you remember, we turn left, and that is the road to our Vrindavan temple.
你们有这个去温达文经验的就知道从德里到温达文的路上呢就有两条路，你往左转呢就是温达文这条路。
Mostly from Delhi, it's just a straight road.
大部分时间从德里，无论是坐大巴还是小轿车，都是这个路都是一条路。
But then at a certain, just before Vrindavan, we turn left, and then when we turn left, it's, you know, it's about 5 minutes to the ISKCON temple.
快到文达文的时候，向左拐，然后就离我们伊斯康的庙宇就五分钟就到了。
You remember that, Gurumani? Remember that road?
Sorry, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Yes.
How can you not remember?
I'm ignorant of the road.
So just at that turn off, that's Chatikar.That place, that's where Nanda Maharaj and others moved. That was the area.
所以就在这个拐弯的这个地方，就叫 Chatikar， 就是南的大军和牧牛郎们搬到的地方。
And it's known, there's the road, Chatikar Road.
有一条路，名字叫 Chatikar 路。
Because that's the local, the village. The village there just before the turn-off is known as Chatikar.
就是在刚刚要拐弯之前有一个村庄，这个村子的名字叫 Chatikar 村。
Anyway, if you know the geography a little bit, then you can understand what I'm talking about.
你们有一些地理知识的就能明白了。
How do you remember...From Vrindavan going to Govardhan? I'm asking you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So you remember we, from our ISKCON temple, we drive up the road, and then we cross a road, and then we go over to Govardhan.
I'm not very clear about this.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a detail. It's okay.So anyway, that's where they moved.
所以他们就搬到了这叫 Chatikar 这个地方。
And they remained there for about 2 years.
在此地居住了两年。
And this more or less begins the time of Krishna's next age group.
多多少少就从这个时期开始 ，Krishna 就进入了下一个年龄段。
Remember, there are 3 age groups.
我们还记得一共有三个年龄段。
So the first age group with the Vatsalya Leela was in Gokula.
第一个年龄段是 Vatsalya 小时光，是在 Gokula 发生。
And then they all decided, too much trouble here, let us move to Vrindavan.
他们之后就下决定，这个地方麻烦事情接踵而来，我们要搬家。
And from there, that more or less began Krishna's second age group.
就从那个时间，大约 Krishna 就进入了下个年龄段。
During that, this is boyhood.
进入了他的作为小男孩的阶段。
3 years, 5 months to 6 years, 8 months.
是3岁0.5个月至6岁0.8个月。
Let me And this is the age group where Krishna's cowherd boy pastimes are the most prominent.
是在这个年龄段，是 Krishna 作为牧牛童的这个消失光是最为显著的。
Of course, in Mahavan in Gokula, of course, at this age, of course, he was interacting with his parents.
在 Gokula, 在 Mahavan, Krishna 和他
No, in Vrindavan.
在 Vrindavan, Krishna 也和他的父母有交流。
But because he was herding cows, he was not home as much.
因为他必须要 出门去放牛，所以在家的时间就不如以前多了。
Right, when he was in Mahavan, he was basically at home all the time because he was too young to really go anywhere.
在 Mahavan 的时候 ，Krishna 大部分时他主要要待在家，留在家中，因为他年龄太小。
But when they moved to, by the time they moved to Vrindavan, Krishna was more than 3.5 years old.
等他们搬到 Vrindavan 之后呢 ，Krishna 已经3岁5个月了。
So and as you remember, as a general, Krishna aged more quickly than other children. So he was technically 3.5. But actually his age, maturity, was like 5-6 years old.
一般而言呢 ,Krishna 要早熟，所以虽然他当时的生理年龄是3岁5个月，但是呢，由于他的成熟很快，他已经就像5岁6岁的孩子。
And we all know, especially mothers, you know, when children are 5 or 6, really active.
当母亲的人都知道，孩子在5-6岁的时候，在这时候特别活跃。
So Krishna's age was 3.5, but his maturity was, you know, about 5 or 6 years old.
虽然 Krishna 的生理年龄是三岁半左右，但他的成熟度呢，已经到了5-6岁了。
So by the time they moved to Vrindavan, Krishna was more desirous, you know, to explore. He wanted to go out and explore. The curiosity was more and more.
So Krishna, 呢，他就特别想出去探索。那他的好奇心呢，就越来越旺盛。
So at this time, Nanda Maharaj would take Krishna and Balaram with him to herd cows.
在此时 ，Nanda 大君会带着 Krishna Balarama 一起放牛。
Just to spend time with them. They were not herding the cows, Krishna. They were still too young. They just used to follow along. You know, like.Children, sometimes they follow their parents when they go to their work.
就像有的时候小孩子们会跟着父母一起去上班一样 ，Krishna 呢，他这时候并没有放牛，他只是跟着他的爸爸一起。
Like children, often sometimes they will, you're right, go with their parents to work and just hang about.The parents will be working, the father will be working, and the children will just be around doing this and doing that.
就像父母父亲呢出去上班，他会带着自己的孩子。这个小孩子呢就在父亲的四周呢就在那里玩耍。
So in a similar sense, sometimes when Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men would.Take the cows out, he would take Krishna and Balaram with him.
Nanda 大君和牧牛郎们出去放母牛的时候，就带着 Krishna Balarama 一起出门。
So Mother Yasoda was not at all very happy.
亚修的妈妈对此一点也不开心。
Because that meant Krishna was away from home.
因为这 Krishna 就得离开家了。
And she also felt he was too young and it's too dangerous for him to be with the cows.
她也觉得自己的儿子还太小，而且出去呢，这样出去呢，和母牛们在一起还是有危险性的。
So he felt Nanda Maharaj was too loose.
他就觉得南的大金太太松懈了。
But by this time, Krishna and Balaram, because of this, they began, their desire within them began to herd cows.
就在此期间 ,Krishna Balarama 内心就升起了放牛的欲望。
Because they were going out with Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men, you know, it was good fun going out.
因为他们跟随着南的大金和牧牛郎们外出，他们就觉得很好玩。
So this desire within them to herd animals became more and more developed.
因此他们内心想要去放动物去放养动物的欲望呢现在就变得越来越强烈。
And Mother Yasoda could see this, and she was not very pleased.
她的母亲亚苏达就可以看出来所以她的母亲并不高兴。
And she sort of, you know, of course, in an affectionate way, she blamed Nanda Maharaj.
他以一种就他是一种爱意就开始埋怨南的大金。
But then they could both see that Krishna and Balaram really wanted to do this.
他们夫妻两个人都能看出来 Krishna Balarama 真的想要出去放牧动物。
So initially, Mother Yasoda was not favorable.
一开始亚修的妈妈对此并不赞成。
But then she saw Krishna and Balaram not very happy.
但是她能看出来 Krishna and Balarama 闷闷不乐。
Because she was not allowing, initially Nanda Maharaj would take them out, but then she stopped it. She complained to him and he stopped.
一开始南的大金就带着自己的两个儿子一起出门。那后来由于亚修的抱怨，他就不再带着他们出门了。
But then she could see that they were not very happy because of that.
但是亚修的能看出来，就因此呢，他们都闷闷不乐。
And of course, all she wants is for them to be happy. That is her only reason, you know, for who she is to make Krishna and Balaram happy.
但是以他自己的身份就使得他只想让 Krishna 和 Balarama 开心。
So then again she discussed with Nanda Maharaj.
他又再次跟 Nanda 大金就讨论。
And then together they decided, let them herd calves close by to where we live.
最后他们决定就让兄弟俩放牛犊离他们的家居住的地方不远。
And they would only go out, you know, maybe for half the day and not so far away from the home.
就出去半天的时间，离开家也不远的距离。
So in this way, Krishna and Balaram and other boys their age, they began...calf herding.
所以在这个年龄段呢 ,Krishna 和 Balarama 及他们的小伙伴们就开始放牛犊。
And for this there was some kind of initiation.
就为了这个事件呢就需要有一个启迪仪式。
Like, as we know,For example, when we get initiation, no, and we get the chanting beads, and we get the neck beads, and we make some vows, you know, there's a ceremony.
我们自己启迪的时候呢，我们知道 我们会得到念珠、净珠，我们还要发誓，就是这都是一个仪式。
So when Krishna and in our Vedic culture, in the life of a person, there are different ceremonies that take place.
按照韦达文化，就在人的一生当中，会要经历几个若干个这个韦达的仪式进化程序。
For example, you probably, some of you may know, when the child eats the first grains, there's a ceremony.
你们可能知道，当孩子第一次食用五谷的时候，就有一个仪式。
And in a similar way, when the child begins writing for the first time, when they begin writing, there's a ceremony.
孩子第一次提笔写字的时候，也有仪式。
And the idea is to create some impression in the mind that, you know, this is a serious matter.
目的就是让给孩子的脑海当中烙下一个印记，这个是可是一个认真的事件。
So, in the same way, when Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda arranged or allowed for Krishna to herd calves,There was also some kind of a ceremony, some kind of an initiation.
因此，当南达大金和亚瑟的妈妈允许 Krishna 他们出去放牛犊的时候呢，也有一个启迪仪式。
So, you know, the Brahmanas came, they chanted mantras and different auspicious ceremonies and the worship of Lord Vishnu and so on.
Brahmana 有婆罗门来念诵 mantra 做一个吉祥的仪式崇拜 Vishnu
and the cowherd boys Krishna and Balaram and the other boys their age right, they were given a stick
Krishna, Balarama 还有他们的这些小伙伴们都被赐予一根棍子
Right, to herd the cows, not to beat the cows, just to, you know, herd the cows.
这棍子的目的不是打牛犊，而是就是在放养牛犊的时候用的。
They were given a buffalo horn, right, for blowing the horn, for calling, you know, the boys and the cows.
他们也被授予水牛角，目的是就彼此互相。呼唤，还有召唤牛犊。
And they were given a rope for tying cows also.
他们也被给予赐授予或赐绳子，这绳子是来捆绑这个牛的腿的。
So this was their initiation into herding calves.
这就是放牧牛犊的仪式。
And they could see Krishna was very fond of doing this.
他们看得出来 ，Krishna 特别钟爱做这件事儿。
So by this time, Kamsa discovered or understood that Krishna is in Vrindavan.
到了这个时候 ，Kamsa 就发现了。明白 Krishna 就住在 Vrindavan.
That he discovered that this eighth child must be Krishna. He had that idea.
他就有了这样的念头，第八个孩子就是 Krishna.
Prior to that, you know, Putana, Trinavat, they were just going here and there and they came to Vrindavan and Krishna killed them.
之前 Putana, Trinavarta 他们就四处的游荡最后呢游荡到 Vrindavan
And then Krishna killed them
被 Krishna 所杀
But he didn't really know who it was at this time
当时 Kamsa 并不知道他到底是谁
But through his spies Because he was the king, right? So he had spies. So through his spies, he determined or concluded that this boy, Krishna, he probably must be this eighth child of Vasudeva and Devaki, who Vasudeva hid.
因为康萨他身为国王，所以他手下有间谍。通过这些间谍收集的信息，康萨就得出结论：这个男孩很可能就是 Vasudeva Devaki 所生的第八个儿子。
Or you may remember also when he tried to kill the baby girl.
就你们可能记得，当康萨。试图杀死第八个女婴的时候
，As we know, she, you know, left his hands and she appeared as Durga Devi.
这名女婴呢，就从康瑟手中滑出来，升到半空中，她是显现为 Durga 女神。
And she said, one of the things she said was, the child who will kill you is already born somewhere else.So he always remembered these words, already born somewhere else.
多个女神就告诉康萨，你要杀的那个男孩已经在某处投生了。
So Kamsa was confused.
康萨感到困惑。
The eighth child of Vasudeva and Devaki was a girl.
Vasudeva 和 Devaki 生下了第八个孩子是个女孩。
From what he could understand.
就从他按照他的理解。
But then Durga said, this girl who transformed into Durga Devi, she said, the child who will kill you is already born somewhere else.
然而这名女婴就显现为 Durga 的这个女孩就告诉她你要杀的那名男孩已经在别的地方投生了，所以康萨就始终念念不忘他这句话。
But he was thinking, is this child Vasudeva and Devaki's child? He wasn't sure.
康萨就一直在纳闷，这个孩子到底是不是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的孩子呢？
Because he saw the eighth child was a girl.
因为他亲眼所见的是第八名，他们的孩子是一个女婴。
But then the prophecy, right? The prophecy said the eighth child of Vasudeva and Devaki will kill him.
但是按照预言，他们所生的第八个孩子会杀死康萨。
But it wasn't the girl, right? Apparently the eighth child, the girl, didn't kill him. So she wasn't the eighth child. Then who is the eighth child? So he was all confused in his mind.
然而，就这个显现的这个女婴呢，并没有杀死康瑟。所以呢，康瑟就一直怀疑，就这第八个孩子。他到底是谁?
So by this time anyway, he determined that this son of Nanda, this Krishna, it must be him. Somehow Vasudeva tricked me.
康萨便下结论, Nanda 大君的这个儿子 Krishna 一定就是预言当中所提到的那个人。 Vasudeva 一定欺骗了我。
So then he became more worried.
So 他忧心忡忡。
So he thought, the death of Putana, it must have been this Krishna. The death of Trinavarta also must have been this Krishna. And this card demon's death also must have been Krishna.
因此他便下结论， Putana 的死因一定是由于Krishna, Trinavarta 的死因也是 Krishna, 还有牛车魔的死因是 Krishna.
So this caused him more and more fear. He became more and more convinced that this Krishna, son of Nanda, must be the one who will... But he was still all confused. He couldn't put the pieces together. So, thinking, what to do.
左思右想, 该怎么办?
So at this time, one of his servants, spies, told him, this Krishna, he likes calves.
此时, 他有一个仆人, 是一名间谍, 就告诉他, Krishna 喜欢牛犊。
As we know, we already heard how Krishna was very fond of herding calves, and by this time he had begun. He and Balaram had begun to herd calves.
Krishna, 我们都知道, Krishna 喜欢牛犊, 而在这个时间年龄段, Krishna 又开始和 Balarama 一起出去母牛犊了。
So this spy or servant told Kamsa, oh, this Krishna, he likes calves.
Krishna, 这名间谍仆人就通告他, Krishna, 酷爱牛犊。
So then Kamsa thought, okay, then let me send a calf demon.
Kamsa 就决定, 好吧, 那我就派遣一个牛犊的魔。
Let me send the demon who can take the form of a calf.
我要派出一个能变换成牛犊的恶魔。
Therefore he sent Vatsasura.
他就派遣了 Vatsasura.
So what does Vatsa mean?
Vatsa意思是什么?
Vatsa generally can just simply mean a child.
通常的意义上, Vatsa是孩子的意思。
Or it can also mean a calf, which is, who is also a child, right? A calf is also, in one sense, a child calf.
在一种意义上, 牛犊也是孩子, 所以Vatsa它也有牛犊的意思。
So Vatsasura means a calf demon or a demon in the form of a calf.
Vatsasura的意思是牛犊魔或者是牛犊形象的恶魔。
So Kamsa thought, oh, by sending a calf, a demon in the form of a calf, Krishna will be misled. Krishna will be misled, and then this demon will be able to kill Krishna easily.
Kamsa的结论是通过派遣这一名牛犊魔就能误导Krishna，这样就能轻易地杀死Krishna.
This was his plan.
这是他的阴谋，预谋。
So this demon he specifically sent to Vrindavan, right? The other demons, Putana, Trinava, he just sent them here and there. But this demon, because he was more sure that Krishna must be this eighth child, then Vatsasura, he was specifically sent to Vrindavan to kill Krishna.
之前的 Putana, Trinavartamo, 他康萨并不确定 Krishna 就是第八个孩子, 所以呢, 他们并没有直接去直奔着 Krishna， 而到这时候呢 ，Kamsa 已经做出了结论啊 ，Krishna 就是他们第八个孩子，所以他就直接把 Vatsasura， 把这个牛犊魔直接派到了 Vrindavan。
And then he was told where to go， because near to where Krishna, again through his spies， Kamsa knew he had a basic idea where Krishna and Balaram would be herding the calves. He had a basic idea where they would be.
而且就是Kamsa呢,他现在呢,他也有个基本的概念, Krishna和Balarama要去哪里去放牛犊。
So that's where this demon went as the calf, and he entered into the herd of calves.
牛犊魔呢，就径直就进入了牛犊的群里，牛群。
But Krishna could immediately know, because Krishna knew his calves. He knew who they were, and he didn't know this one.
Krishna 立刻就知道了怎么回事了，因为每一头牛犊呢 ，Krishna 都认识，而这头牛犊呢，他却不认识。
He was not familiar with this particular calf.
他对这头小牛犊他并不了解。
So he, in a secret way, he indicated to Lord Balaram that this calf is a demon.
Krishna 呢就悄悄的秘密的就向 Balarama 暗示这一头牛犊是一个恶魔。
And Balaram, when Balaram looked, and he noticed, yes, this cow, this calf.Does not have a friendly look in its eyes.
然后巴拉拉玛就看了一眼那牛犊，就明白了，这个牛犊它目露着，眼中流露着凶光。
So they both determined, yes, this must be a demon in the form of a calf.
兄弟俩就一致得出结论，这是一个牛犊形象。出现的恶魔。
So Krishna told Balaram, "I'll kill it."
Krishna 告诉巴拉拉玛，我要杀死他。
Balaram said, "That's not a good idea."
巴拉拉说这个主意不好。
Krishna said, "Why not?"
Krishna 说为什么
He's a calf. If you kill a calf, then people will complain. Why you're supposed to care for calves, not kill the calves?
因为他是牛犊。如果杀死他，人们就会抱怨，你们本来应该照料牛犊的，可是你们怎么却把牛犊杀了呢？
So Krishna said,
Krishna 说了，
But when I kill the calf, this calf will assume its original demon form, and everybody will see it wasn't a calf, but a demon disguised as a calf.
等我杀死他之后，这个牛犊就会恢复它原本的恶魔形象，人们就会能看出这并非牛犊，只是以牛犊形变成牛犊的恶魔而已。
And even if that doesn't happen, we won't tell anybody that I killed the cat, so they won't know.
如果并不是没有。人们并没有发生这件事的时候，否则的话，我也不会告诉人们，人们也并不知道。
So even if this calf doesn't transform into its original demon form, then we just won't tell anyone. Nobody will know.
即便这个牛犊没有变回成恶魔的样子，我们也不告诉任何人，别人就不知道了。
So, like Krishna was acting like he didn't know anything, and gradually he came closer and closer to the calf, Vatsasura.
就 Krishna 就假装什么也不知道的样子，就朝着 Vatsasura 魔越走越近。
Some of you may have seen that Krishna cartoon. This pastime is also in the Krishna cartoon.Krishna's killing of Vatsasura.
这在那个动画片《小 Krishna》当中呢，也有 Krishna 杀死牛魔的小牛犊魔的故事。
It's nicely done. That pastime is nicely done in the cartoon. You may remember.
你们可能还能回想起这个卡通片这段逍遥非常的优美。
So, Krishna, he began to scratch the calves underneath their neck.
Krishna 呢就开始 就抚摸牛脖子下面的这些褶皱。
But again, for those of you who have been to India, you will, and you've probably gone to the Goshala, but you will see the cows and they like to be scratched, very much like to be scratched under the neck.
你们去过印度狗沙拉牛场的都知道，就是牛特别喜欢人们就抚摸他们脖子下面的这块肉。
And then they also like to be scratched on their stomachs, underneath their stomachs.
他们也喜欢人们抚摸他们的胃部。
So Krishna would do this very often. This is part of caring for the cows. In order to give them this satisfaction and this pleasure, then Krishna would specifically scratch them under the neck. The throat. Actually under the throat. The throat.
所以这也是一个照料牛犊的一个方式，为了让牛犊感到快乐满足，所以 Krishna 呢会经常那个抚摸牛犊的喉咙这个部分。
So the demon Vatsasura thought, well, this is a good opportunity. In this way, I can come closer to Krishna. And when he tries to scratch me under my throat, then at that time I'll kill him.
Vatsasura 一看见这个时机到了，他就想，我要接近 Krishna。当 Krishna 来抚摸我的喉咙部位的时候呢，我就能杀他了。
So that's what happened.
所以就事情就这样进展了。
He came close, but Krishna, of course.Krishna was again behaving like he doesn't know.
So he 就走近，然后 Krishna 假装什么也不知道。
But so initially he was very affectionate, like he was with the other calves.
一开始呢，他对待这个恶魔是非常的友善的，就像对待其他牛犊一样。
But then suddenly Krishna took the demon by the two back legs and.Turned him around and around and around.
突然之间 ，Krishna 就拎起这个牛犊的两条后腿，就不断的抡。
So, just like Krishna said, when Krishna told Balaram, when he was doing this, then the calf, which is what happens, you know, at the time of death, the demons they just revert to their original forms. They cannot.Maintain in their disguise.
就像 Krishna 跟 Balarama 所说的那样，在死亡的时候，恶魔又变回原形。
The same happened with Putana. You may remember she came disguised as a very beautiful lady, but as she was being killed by Krishna, she could not keep her disguise and she reverted to her ugly, ferocious, demoness form.
普特那也是这样，当他为 Krishna 所杀的时候，他又变回了他原本的丑陋的凶相。
So the same happened with this Vatsasura.
Vatsasura 魔也是同样如此。
He just reverted to his original demon form. Twirling, he died by dizziness, right? Because when you go around and around and around, you'll become dizzy.
Vatsasura 魔呢，他就是被 Krishna 抡的，就是他感到头晕目眩，他就晕死了。
Yeah, 晕死了。And then Krishna threw the demon on a tree.
Krishna 就把这个恶魔的尸体扔上一棵树。
Why did he do that?
为什么要扔到树上？
This was a fruit tree.
这是一棵果树。
One of those high trees, like a palm tree, very high.
是非常高大的棕榈树之一。
Because by throwing this demon on the tree, then all the fruits fell down.
把这个恶魔扔到树上，就能让很多果实掉在地上。
And then the boys could enjoy the fruits of this particular tree.
牧牛童们就可以纷纷地享用这棵树上掉下来的果实。
So this is how Krishna killed this Vatsasura.
Krishna 这样就杀死了这个 Vatsasura.
And of course, the cowherd boys were very pleased to see Krishna doing something so powerful.
牧牛童们看到 Krishna 展示他的这个力量，感到非常的喜悦。
Like friends, no? When a friend does something, then their friends become happy. So Krishna did something really strong, and you know, the boys were all happy for Krishna and sharing nice words and so on.
就像朋友之间，倘若一个朋友展示出他的强壮，其他的朋友呢就过来纷纷的祝贺他。
Sorry, I'm just So in Vrindavan, around Govardhan Hill.
在 Vrindavan, Govardhan 山四周
There is a place, some of you may remember, known as Manasi Ganga.
有一处名为 Manasi 恒河的地方。
Do you remember that place?
Yes.
You do. Good. It's one of the big lakes, ponds, one of the big ponds around Govardhan, in the Govardhan Hill area.
新义恒河是 Govardhan 山区域内的一个相对较大的湖泊。
So sometimes it is said,
有的时候呢据说
Let's just find that. Here we go. Yes, it said, after Krishna killed this calf, his friends told him, better you bathe in the Ganga to be purified from this sin of killing a calf.
在 Krishna 杀死这个牛犊魔的之后呢，他的朋友们就建议他，你最好去恒河沐浴，好净化掉你杀死牛犊的罪恶。
They didn't tell the other, you know, they didn't tell Nanda and Yasoda, etc. The boys didn't tell Krishna. They didn't tell his parents that Krishna killed the calf. Otherwise, you know, there might be a scandal.
牧牛童们并没有把这件事情告诉南达大君和亚修的妈妈，就 Krishna 杀死了一个牛犊形象的恶魔，否则的话就会有各种谣言纷起。
So they suggested to Krishna, well, you know, maybe you should bathe in the Ganga.
他们便给 Krishna 出主意，也许你应该去恒河沐浴一下。
But there's no Ganga in Vrindavan. There's only Jamuna in Vrindavan.
但是在 Vrindavan 并没有恒河，有只有亚穆那河。
So Krishna wanted to please his friends.
Krishna Krishna 想讨好他的伙伴。
Say, well, you know, maybe this cat was a demon, but it was still a cat.
虽然这个牛犊是个恶魔，但是呢，它仍然是就变成了一头牛犊。
And we don't want you to be implicated in any kind of reaction.
我们不希望你们能卷入到任何这个活动的反应。
Remember, for them, Krishna is just another boy. He's their best friend, but he's just another cowherd boy. He's not, you know, the supreme personality of Godhead.
对这些牧牛童 ，Krishna 呢，只是另外一个牧牛童而已。他们并不把他当成自己性格神手看待。
So for his own well-being, they felt, oh, Krishna, better you take a bath in the Ganga.To become free from this reaction.
所以为了 Krishna 的好处呢，他们就给他出主意说，你最好还是去恒河沐浴一下，好洗净你这个罪恶吧。
Maybe there's no reaction, but just to be safe.
可能没什么罪恶反应，但是为了安全起见，您还是去恒河沐浴一下。
But in Vrindavan, there's no Ganga. There's only Jamuna.
但是在文达文呢又没有恒河，只有仰慕的河。
And of course, Krishna didn't want to leave Vrindavan.
当然 ，Krishna 并不想离开文达文。
So from his mind, he created Ganga.
创造了恒河。
That's why known as Manasi Ganga.
心意恒河。
So Krishna meditated upon Ganga Devi in his mind, and she appeared as this pond.
Krishna 在心意当中就冥想恒河女神，恒河女神就显现为这个池塘。
Very beautiful place around Govardhan, with a beautiful temple there also.
是 Govardhan 山。脚下的一处美丽的湖泊，里面又有一个庙宇。
So this Ganga Devi appeared from Krishna's mind, Manasi Ganga.
这位恒河女神是从 Krishna 的心意当中显现的，显现为心意恒河。
So then Krishna bathed in Manasi Ganga, and just to make his friends happy.
Krishna 便下这个心意恒河沐浴一番，就是为了讨好他的朋友。
And in this Manasi Ganga, later on, there's also many pastimes with Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan and the gopis with this Manasi Ganga.
在日后呢 ，Krishna 和 Vrindavan 的居民 gopi 们也在这心意恒河当中有了很多逍遥。
But they didn't tell the boys and Krishna Balaram, they didn't tell, you know, Nanda and Yashoda. Again, they didn't want to worry them. Oh, another demon has come. They didn't want to worry them for that reason. But also because they didn't want to create any trouble for Krishna. Oh, he killed the calf, you know, what should he do? And so on like this.
牧牛童们呢，他们并没有把此事告知Nanda大君和亚修的。因为他们不想让他们担心和焦虑，哦，又有恶魔来了，否则话他们又 Krishna 又有麻烦了。
So this demon Vatsasura, what is the anarta that he represents?
Vatsasura 魔，它代表的是哪一种 anarta 呢？
I just posted something there. So, Vatsasura as right, a demon, but he came in the form of a calf.
Vatsasura 虽然是恶魔，但是却显现却以牛犊的形象到来。
So we all know, mostly generally we know, children.Can have a. Sometimes they can be very mischievous.
一般我们都知道，孩子们有时候特别的调皮。
and they can do not very nice things sometimes.
有时候干坏事。
I mean, it's done in a childish way, but still, you know, sometimes children can be very mischievous and do not very nice things.
他们呢，就有的时候呢，就是做干孩子气的，做孩子的事情，然后他们非常调皮捣蛋，就干坏事儿。
Right, because of their childishness, they don't know any better, and because they don't know any better, they engage in mischievous and sometimes, you know, unkind, even cruel activities to others sometimes.
因为他们的孩子气，所以他们，他们的智性呢，并不是非常的好，所以他们有时候做恶作剧，有的时候甚至是。残忍的事情。
And of course, it's all childish. They don't know any better, but still, it's there.
这是非常孩子气的，他们干不出更好的事情。但是呢，事情就已经他们已经做下了这些事情。
And sometimes, for the same reason, because of the childish mentality, they can be taken advantage of or misled.By others, by other evil people.
同样的原因，由于他们的孩子气，他们有时候会被别人所利用，或者是被别人误用。
Because they're childish, you know, they don't know any better, so sometimes they might be taken advantage of by other, not very good people.
对，因为他们的孩子气，他们并。不知道有什么更好的事情，所以他们会被坏人利用。
Also, we know, right, sometimes children, again, because of their childishness, they can be very greedy for something.
因为孩子气，他们有时候非常贪婪。
You know, before it may have been they were greedy for different kinds of food.But now, you know, maybe they'll be greedy for computer games and things like this.
Computer game. 他们以前呢可能是非常的贪吃，但是呢等他们长大了呢，他们就
No. I didn't say 长大。I said nowadays. Nowadays.
Okay. Sorry. 那以前呢，他们以前年代的孩子呢，可能是贪吃，但是当今年代的孩子们，他们就贪玩，沉迷于网上的这些电子游戏。
But there's some because of their immaturity or their childish nature. Sometimes there's, you know, they can become really greedy for something, right? And you know, mothers know, you know, they.Cry and scream and kick and do so many things to get what they want.
因为他们的孩子气不成熟，所以他们就是特别的有强烈的欲求、贪欲。母亲都知道，孩子为了得到他们想要的，会不择手段，就哭啊、叫啊、踢腿。
So these are, we can say these are different characteristics of a childish nature.
这些都是孩子气的特征。
Either they become a childish nature due to their immaturity, they can become mischievous and cruel, even.
由于他们的孩子气，由于他们的不成熟，他们会做恶作剧，甚至是残忍。
And they might become, or they can become, very greedy for something.
他们可能是非常贪求某件事物。
And be misled by others. Again, because of their immaturity and childish nature, they might be misled by others.
由于他们的孩子气不成熟，他们很可能被误导。
So this is the anartha that Vatsasura represents.
这是 Anartha, 这个就是 Vatsasura 代表的 Anartha.
Because he appeared as a calf. In one sense, we can say as a child calf.
在一种意义上，他是显现为一个牛犊的形象。
So he represents this childish, these negative childish characteristics.
所以它代表的是这种负面的孩子气的特征，幼稚的特征。
So this doesn't only apply to children. It applies also in our spiritual practice, many of us, or maybe all of us, could be said to be children in our spiritual practice.
因此呢，就是在灵修当中，也许我们所有的人，在灵修当中呢，都有这种幼稚的修习。
At least that possibility is certainly there.
就这种可能性是确定无疑的。
We are, because of our immaturity, our childish spiritual understanding, sometimes we might be misled by others or taken advantage of by others because we're childish, we're just immature, easily misled.
由于我们的不成熟，由于我们的孩子气、幼稚。所以在灵修当中呢，会被误导，会被别人利用。
Maybe we become misdirected from our spiritual path, or we go to some other so-called spiritual group or philosophy, right? We're just taken advantage of. Due to our innocence, our immaturity, we're just taken advantage of for different reasons.
我们可能就被错误地引向了别的组织或者别的哲学或者是被人所利用就由于我们的这种天真无知或者不成熟被利用
We become taken advantage we become again greedy right we be, like a child sometimes we become really greedy for something so in a similar sense although we are trying to practiceBhakti yoga, sometimes we become very greedy for something, for some material enjoyment or position or whatever it might be.
那就是在这个瑜伽修行当中呢，我们可能因为这上述的原因呢，变得非常贪求物质享受，贪求物质的地位等等。
And again, due to the same childish mentality, sometimes we might become very cruel and mischievous towards others.
由于这种幼稚的心态，有的时候会表现得非常残忍，或者是非常的恶作剧、捣蛋。
So these, obviously, as we can, I think, understand, these are all...obstacles in our spiritual development. They are all anarthas.
显而易见的，这是我们在灵修发展道路上的障碍。
So we don't want to be childish, right? These are the negative consequences. This is the negative part of children. We say, child, don't be so childish. We say like that.
所以我就经常会说不要那么孩子气所以这是一种负面的孩子身上那种负面的缺点
But we know being there is something positive about being children we say childlike
但是孩子身上他的孩子的优点就是他非常的天真
right, So there's the negative side childishBut then there's the positive side, childlike.
所以有这两个英文词 childish 就是childish 意思就是非常孩子气幼稚那 childlike 就是像孩子一样天真无邪
Childish has a more negative meaning.
孩子气它实际上是一种负面的描述。
Childlike has a positive meaning.
而这个孩童一般是一种正面的意思，正向的，积极的意思。
So when we say childlike, it means someone who is very innocent, someone who is a child, right? They're very innocent, they're very pure-hearted, they're very simple in their nature, right? That's childlike.
孩子一般，孩童一般，就意思就是说，这个人非常的天真无邪、无辜的样子，非常的纯洁，他有着简单的本性。
So we want to be childlike in our spiritual practice, right? That would be favorable for our spiritual advancement, right? To have a simple nature, to be pure-hearted, innocent, right? These are advantageous for our spiritual practice.
在灵修之途上呢，我们要变得孩童一般的本质简单，本性简单，纯洁，天真无邪，有利于我们的灵性进步，就是不受到外界干扰。
But we don't want to be childish, which is more negative.
我们不应该是孩子气，小孩子气，这是一种消极的含义。
Greedy, mischievous, can be taken advantage of more easily.
非常贪婪，恶作剧，轻而易举的就会受人利用。
So this is the obstacle that Vatsasura represents.
这是 Vatsasura 所代表的Anatta.
And who was he in his last life?
这名恶魔上一世的身份是什么？
He was a demon.
他是个恶魔。
Who was very powerful.
强大有力。
And because he was very powerful, he naturally became very proud.
因为他身强力壮，所以自然而然就骄傲。
So on one occasion, he came to the ashram of a great rishi.
有一次，他来到一位伟大 rishi 的 ashram.
So this sage, he had a very special cow.
这位圣者有一头特殊的母牛。
A celestial cow.
是一头天堂的母牛。
Her name was Nandini. I'll write this later, but I'm just telling it now.
我随后会给你们相关信息。她名字，这头母牛，母牛的名字叫 Nandini.
She was a celestial cow, and she was a mystic cow. She could produce anything and everything.
她是一头天堂的母牛，非常神秘，可以提供想要的任何事情。
So this demon, he came to the ashram of the sage and saw this cow and became very attractive and thought, "Ooh, I would like this cow."
所以这名恶魔就来到圣人的 ashram， 见到这头母牛就深受吸引，也想拥有这头母牛。
But he didn't want to forcibly take the cow because he knows, even though he was a demon, he knows that this sage is very powerful and he might be cursed.
但他不想强行的带走这头母牛，因为他虽然是恶魔，但是知道圣人们非常有圣人的诅咒很有力量。
So he disguised himself as a brahmana.
他把自己就乔装打扮成一名婆罗门。
So, and then he came to the cow, but. The cow is no ordinary cow, so she, Nandini, She could immediately tell that this is a demon.
恶魔就接近母牛，但是南迪尼，他是可是以不是一般的母牛，所以他立刻就识辨出来是个恶魔。
So she said, "You came disguised, although you are a demon, you came disguised as a brahmana."
母牛说，虽然你身为恶魔，但是却乔装改扮成婆罗门来过来。
So I curse you, and you try to take me away. So I curse you, you become a calf.
你过来想要强行把我带走，我诅咒你成为牛犊。
And then begging, then the sage said, "I cannot change the curse." Because once a curse is given, it cannot be changed.
那这个诅咒是圣人发出的，然后这恶魔呢，他就开始祈求央求这个圣人，最后圣人就说了
，I cannot change the curse.
我不能，我的诅咒一旦发出，我就不能改变了。
But, you will be killed and liberated by the Lord.
但是你日后会被主所杀，并且得到解脱。
So this is who Vatsasura became in the next life.
Vatsasura 在下一世就成为了这个牛犊魔。
So this is our pastime for today.
今天的消时光就讲这个消时光。
As I mentioned, this chapter describes the killing of two demons.
我在讲课开始说，本章描述了杀死两位恶魔，两个恶魔。
So we discuss one of them, Vatsasura. So next week we will talk about the other one.
在这堂课讲了 Vatsasura 牛犊魔，下堂课讲另外一个恶魔。
All right, so let's finish here. See if we have some questions.
好，那我们接下来来回答问题。那第一个问题，叫 Ginger Pop 的问题。感谢 Pop 详尽的讲课，感谢翻译主持。Krishna 分三个年龄段展示 Lila， 分别展示父母、朋友、情侣、逍遥。Krishna 有五种关系，主要关系。问题一 ，Krishna 的仆人关系和中性关系是如何展示的 ？So,
I understand. I understand. So the servant, Rasa, is in all of the three categories.
仆人的 Rasa。他在所有三个范畴当中都包含了仆人的 rasa。
But in the Vrindavan Leela, there's no like time where most of the pastimes are in the mood of servants.
但是在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光当中，没有哪个时候，就是说大部分时候，都是仆人的。
Right, like in, as we know, as I explained, in the Krishna's first age, the main rasa is Vatsalya, then Shakya, and then Madhurya, conjugal.
就是在 Krishna 的这个三个年龄段呢，它就是 Vatsalya， 父母情怀、朋友情怀，还有爱侣情怀。
But there's no such age category where the Dasya Rasa is more prominent, not in the Vrindavan Leela anyway.
在主的温达文的逍遥当中，没有哪个年龄段呢是仆人的 Rasa 是非常显著的。
But that Rasa is present throughout all of these category, age categories.
但是这个仆人的 Rasa 呢，在这三种 Rasa 当中都包含了。
Right, as we know,
each of the rasas, they have the quality of the rasa before it.
以前讲过，就是高级的 rasa 就包含了低级的所有 rasa。
So automatically, parental friendship and madhurya, automatically there is dasya and shanta. It's automatically within the rasa. It's not highlighted in that way, but it's certainly there.
在 madhurya, sakya 和 vatsalya rasa 当中都包含了中性关系、仆人关系。虽然这两种关系不是很突出，但是却包含在里面。
So that's one consideration.
那这是一个考虑。
Another consideration is in each of these age groups, Krishna still has his servants. Like in the Vatsalya Rasa, you know, there's the house servants, the cooks, the cleaners, who prepare the clothes. So those devotees who are in this servant Rasa, you know, they're very much involved in Krishna's household, Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda and so on.
在那么就是在 Krishna 的就是他童年时候的那种消当中呢，也有做家务活的，还有做饭的，还有打扫清洁的，还有给他缝制衣服的，做衣服的，就这些呢，是奉献者是处于仆人的 rasa 之中，因为他们干的就是家务活。
So they're very much present in those pastimes also.
所以这种仆人的 rasa 呢，也在这些消时光当中存在着。
And the same in the Shakya rasa and Madhurya rasa, these servants are always part and parcel of Krishna's household.
因此在 Shakya rasa 就是还有 Madhurya rasa 当中呢，仆人们他们主要是从事家务活。
So in that sense, that rasa is also there at these different, in that way, it's manifest during these different age groups.
所以在这种意义上呢，这个低级的这两个 rasa 呢，也在不同的年龄段当中存在着。
They're not as highlighted, but definitely they are there in the ways that I just explained.
这两种 rasa 呢，没有被强调，并没有非常显著，但是无疑是存在着。
Okay.
好，下一个，这个中性关系在本大门有什么特征？
In this.Shanta rasa in Vrindavan is not so much highlighted.
中性关系在 Vrindavan 没有被强调。
It's there, but it's not very highlighted and it's not very prominent.
虽然有中性关系，但是并不突出显著，也没有遭被强调。
Sometimes our acharyas don't even include it.Is one of the rasas.
有时候我们的 acharya 甚至没有把中性关系，放在就包含在 rasa 之中。
Why not?
原因何在？
Because in that rasa there's no interaction of service.
因为在这种 rasa 当中没有服务。
And it's just a passive kind of appreciation and.It's just a passive kind of appreciation and worship. It's not active. That's what shanta means, it's passive.
是被动的欣赏，被动的欣赏，崇拜，就是 shanta 的本意就是这个意思。
So there's no active service relationship. So for that reason, sometimes the acharyas, they don't even include it as a rasa.
Santa Rasa 不是一种积极的服务，因此 Acharya 们甚至没有把 Santa Rasa 包含在主要的 Rasa 之中。
So it's certainly not highlighted, and it's not very prominent, but as I explained earlier, you know, the higher rasas automatically include that element.
So the Santa Rasa 并没有被强调，也并不是很显著。但是就像我上面说过的，所高级的关系当中也包含了中性关系。
Because everything and everyone in Vrindavan, they're all in the mood of service.
因为 Vrindavan 的一切，还有每一个生物，他们都处于服务的心态。
Sometimes you might hear, you know, the trees and the animals, they're in Shanta Rasa, but not exactly.
你们可能听说这种说法，那个树木，石头，他们是处于这个中性关系，但并不是确切的这种关系。
Certainly there's an element of that, but it's not pure Shanta. They all have a mood of service.
肯定有这种 Shanta 的元素，但不是纯粹的 Shanta, 因为他们也是处于普人的这种服务心态。
Right, so they're not completely passive. It's certainly the mood of servitorship is there.
不是彻底的、完完全全的被动的，肯定是有服务在里面的。
As Krishna himself would say, that, and Balaram would say, the trees, for example, they would bend down in order to offer their fruits and flowers for Krishna's pleasure.
Krishna 和 Balarama 就曾经说过，文达们的树木，你看文达们的树木，他们弯下了，垂下了树枝，只是为了给您提供鲜花水果。
So there's that mood of serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna. But in Shantarasa, again, it's very passive. It's not very active. So it's there because it's within all the following rasas, but it's not Govardhan Hill is a stone, but we know he's actively engaged in serving Krishna.
So, 呢这个 Shanta Rasa 它无疑是存在在那里的，但是呢，我们知道 Govardhan 山，它虽然是山石，但是却积极的在服务 Krishna。
And the same for all the rivers, trees, grass, animals. They're all in the mood of actively serving Krishna.
同样，河流、树木、草、动物们都积极地在做服务。
Maybe they sometimes do that in a passive way, but the element of dasya is certainly there.
也许他们是一种被动的方式在服务。但是 Dasya 的成分无疑是在那儿的。
好，
那下一个第三个问题，为啥 Rupa Goswami 接受奉献服务从仆人阶段开始，而拒绝中性阶段 Santa Rasa 是服务的开始呢？ Why did
the So there's different ways to study it. That's what I'm wanting to explain. There's different ways to study Bhakti Yoga, Krishna consciousness.
学习 Bhakti Yoga, Krishna 之间有不同的方式。
So Shantarasa is a kind of bhakti. It's just not an active kind of bhakti, that's all.
Shantarasa 也是 bhakti, 奉爱，只是不是积极的奉爱而已。
So therefore, Samacharya is included also for that reason.
因此，有一些 Acharya 就为此原因也包含了 Shanta Rasa.
But others don't because it's not active.
而其他的 Acharya 并没有包含 Shanta Rasa, 因为它并非积极的。
So it really depends on the angle they are looking at it from, and both are correct. Both are correct.
取决于他们从哪个角度来看待，但是二者全是正确的。
Both are true. It just depends on the angle and way the topic is studied.
这两种都是正确的，就取决于他们是从哪个角度来研究。
And in this regard, I can suggest, if you haven't already, you read the Nectar of Devotion chapter about Shantarasa.
那在这个方面，我推荐阅读《父爱的甘露》那有关于 Shantarasa 的那一章。
You might be surprised if you haven't read it, or if you have read it and forgotten, you might be surprised what Rupa Goswami says. What is Shantarasa? And he doesn't include the trees and the grass of Vrindavan. He doesn't include any of that. He includes something completely different in defining Shantarasa.
如果读了之后呢，你会感到很惊讶。Rupa Goswami 并没有把温达文的树木草就包含在 Shantarasa 当中，而是把其他的列为 Shantarasa。
Yanis and yogis, people like that.
像亚里斯辩家还有 yogi 这样的人。
You can read the chapter, and I'm sure it will be educating.
只要读一下这一章。就能得到很多的教育。
Right, so in some ways, it's included in the path of bhakti, and it's true. But in other ways, it's not. So it just depends on the angle it's being looked at.
有的时候它被包含在 bhakti 的道路上，而在另外一些时候又没有包含，所以就取决于角度。
OK 了。
OK， 下一个也是扎真的帕布顿提，有说亚瑟的妈妈生的是女婴是玛雅，多尔个女神，而又有一种说法说亚瑟的妈妈生的是苏巴扎，哪一个准确
？As I know, whom we know as Subhadra is not the daughter of Yasoda Devi.
就我所知，就亚瑟的妈妈生的。生的 女孩不是 Subhadra. Yashoda mama didn't give birth to Subhadra, right?
Correct.
就我所知 Yashoda mama 所生的不是 Subhadra.
Because from the past time we know the baby girl, she transformed into Durga Devi, and then Durga Devi returned to the heavens, to her own place. That's the Bhagavatam description.
因为后来这个女婴呢就转变成了多尔格戴维，又回到了天堂，回到了她的居所，这是博加瓦坛所说的。
There's no description that baby girl remained behind.
没有描述说这个女婴呢她留了下来。
So whom we know as Subhadra Devi in Krishna's Leela,That's not her.
在 Krishna 消时光当中的 Subhadra 不是她。
As we know, Vasudev had how many? 8 wives, I think?
16?
No. Vasudev had how many wives?
16.
Was it? Okay, 16. I don't fully remember. Yeah.
Maybe not exactly.
I don't think it was 16. I think it was 8. Anyway, Vasudeva had many wives.
Vasudeva 有多名妻子。
At least 8, I think.
至少是八个妻子，八位妻子。
And they all had, you know, 5 or 6 children.
每一位妻子就生了五六个孩子。
So Krishna and Balaram had...And daughters, they had daughters. So Krishna and Balaram did have brothers and sisters. We don't hear about them much. We only hear about Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra. But they had many other brothers and sisters.
无疑呢，就是从这些妻子们生下的孩子都是 Krishna Balaram 的兄弟姐妹。那么我们只听说了 Krishna Balaram 和 Subhadra， 但是还有其他的兄弟姐妹。
So.Rohini Devi herself had 5 or 6 children.
Rohini Devi 自己就生了五六个孩子。
And one of them was, she had a couple of daughters, and one of the daughters' name was Subhadra.
她有还有几个女儿，其中一个女儿是 Subhadra。
So my understanding is the Subhadra we know as, you know, Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra Devi is the daughter of Rohini Devi, one of the daughters of Rohini Devi.
我们所知道的 Krishna Balarama 的妹妹 Subhadra 是 Rohini 的所生的若干女儿当中的其中之一。
And the daughter whom Yasoda Devi gave birth to, she, after she manifested her Durga Devi form, she left. She didn't remain. As far as we know, she didn't remain.
而亚瑟的 Devi 生下的这名女婴，她后来回到了自己的居所，并没有留了下来。
Rohini Devi had some sons and a daughter, and the daughter's name was Subhadra. So that's the Subhadra, Krishna's and Balaram's sister.
Rohini Devi, 她生了几个儿子，一个女儿 ，one daughter.
Yes.
一个女儿，那这个女儿就是 Subhadra. In which scripture?
Which scripture? Mahabharata.
Mahabharata
and the Harivamsa. The Harivamsa, one of the scriptures, and the, I'm just looking at it right now. It's right in front of me. I'll send you the article and I'll send it to Rajendra also.
Okay. 那就是在 Mahabharata 还有 Harivamsa 这两部经典当中就提到了，随后别等怕不会把相关的文章发给我们。
So that's who Subhadra Devi is.
这是 Subhadra Devi 的身份。
Not the daughter of Yasoda Devi.
不是。
She's not, sometimes you might, it might seem like that is the case, but as I understand, it's not the case.
有的时候，显得是亚瑟德的女儿，但是根据我的理解，不是亚瑟德的女儿。
And the Bhagavatam definitely doesn't describe her as, doesn't describe Yasoda Devi's daughter as Subhadra. She's not described in that way. It says she was Krishna's sister, which is true, but it doesn't say she was Subhadra Devi.
在圣典博迦瓦坛当中呢，就肯定就没有，不是这么说的。她虽然是 Krishna 的妹妹，但是呢，不是 Subhadra Devi.
So she, the daughter of Yasoda Devi, is Krishna's sister, yes. But it doesn't say she is Subhadra, and it doesn't say she remained in Krishna's pastime. She left to her own place.
虽然亚瑟的 Devi 生的女儿是 Krishna 的妹妹，但是并不意味着她就是 Subhadra Devi. 而且呢，佛教坛也描述说，他后来回去了，回到了天堂。
OK 了。
好，下一个问题。
哦。
刀吉，如果我在休息阶段不愿意放牛，那是否意味着我的灵性身体不会是牧牛童？顶拜帕布莲瓦祖，感谢所有拜师那瓦。
What is? I didn't understand that question.
If I'm not willing to curl the cows in the practice stage, does that mean my spiritual body is not a cowherd boy?
Now we are too conditioned to speculate in that regard.
现在我们受条件是深受条件限制的，我们就对此不要做心智推敲了。
Your practice has not developed to that level where you can speculate like that.
您的修习还没有发展到这种能够就像 就这样做心智推敲的阶段。
If you don't like to herd cows, that's simply your conditioned habits, your conditioned nature, because you haven't interacted with cows.
Because she had in...
If she doesn't like to herd cows,
yes,
that's simply her conditioned nature, her material conditioning.
您 不愿意放牛，这个是您的受条件限制了。
Probably you live in a city.
有可能，很可能您住在大城市。
I guess. So you don't interact with cows. You don't have that habit.
所以您没有跟牛这个交流的经验，没有这种习惯。
So because of that, maybe you don't feel inclined to cows, or you don't feel inclined to herd cows.
所以呢，就对于母牛。以及放牛没有什么这样的意愿。
So that's just the conditioning nature that you have at present.
所以这是您的目前受条件的限制所限。
And、that's got, it doesn't reflect what is your eternal rasa with Krishna. There's no connection.
跟您跟 Krishna 的永恒的 rasa 之间没有关系。
If you were to live among cows, maybe you would like to herd cows.
如果您是居住在母牛群这个生活环境当中，很可能喜欢。
But then that would also be just another conditioning. Just because someone likes to herd cows doesn't mean they're going to be a cowherd boy in Krishna's Leela.
但那也是另外一种受条件限制的状态，并。不是说他喜欢母牛，他就是 Krishna 的母牛同朋友。
That's just another kind of conditioning.
那是另外一种的受条件的限制。
And in our conditioned stage, we cannot speculate what is our eternal rasa with Krishna.
在我们目前受条件限制的状态下，我们不能猜测我们和 Krishna 的永恒关系。
So no need to imagine in that way.
所以无需就这样来想象。
We all have to advance much, much more before that will manifest in our hearts.
我们还需要非常非常的进步呢，才这种关系才能在我们心中揭示。
So for now, you don't need to speculate or imagine or make some conclusion.
目前呢，您没有必要去想象，或者是心智推敲，或者下结论。
好。
The next one.
How many more are there?
Seems only the last one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
好，那我们看一下最后一个问题，很快。顶拜帕布，顶拜翻译，请问 Vasalya Bhakta 中有没有主是父母，个体灵魂是孩子的情况呢？
I didn't understand
that. So, are there any cases that the Lord appears as parents and the individual soul becomes the children?
Yeah, of course. In the Dwarka Leela, right, Krishna has so many queens.
是的，当然了，在 Dwarka 的小时光当中，主有成千上万的皇后。
Right. Each queen had many queens. Each queen had many children, and those children had children. So Krishna was a father and a grandfather, and he had both sons and daughters.
那这些皇后生了若干个孩子，这些孩子呢又有自己的孩子，所以 Krishna 就成为了父亲，也当了祖父。
And Rupa Goswami tells us in the Nectar of Devotion, the children of Krishna, they're in the mood of Dasya Ras.
Rupa Goswami 告诉我们，在 Dwarka 的孩子们是跟主是 Dasya Ras 的关系。
But yes, Krishna has he has his sons and daughters and granddaughters and grandsons.
Krishna 他无疑他有自己的儿女，还有孙子孙女儿。
Krishna experiences all the rasas.
Krishna 体验所有的 rasa.
Okay, it's 9 o'clock. Thank you everybody for listening.
9点钟，非常感谢大家的聆听。
And I pray you have a nice, happy day.
我祈祷你们过一个愉快的一天。
And we'll continue next week with our next demon.
下一周我们继续讲述下一位杀死恶下一位恶魔。
Okay, yeah, thank you.
好，来昆特之音服务员聆听，非常感谢 Chandrasekhar Chaya Prabhu 给我们带来的精彩讲课和对问题的耐心回答，也感谢。Sumuki Radha Devadasi 的主持，感谢所有奉献者的聆听和提出的好问题，深深礼拜所有聚会的奉献者 Vaishnava， 祝大家有个愉快的一天 ，Hare Krishna。